Hello, hello, and welcome to It's Time for Affordable Housing. I'm your favorite host, LaShondra Graves, the apartment lady, founder of the Apartment Housing Rentals Foundation. How are you guys today? We are in season 5. This is the 3rd episode. I'm super, super excited about that. I do have some affordable housing news, and we'll just get right into it. So, affordable housing projects to be built in 2 vacant schools in Aurora. So Aurora is in Illinois, right? Chicago CBS. The Aurora, the city of Aurora, will break ground Thursday morning on 2 new affordable housing complexes at vacant former elementary schools. Visionary Ventures, NFP, is redeveloping the former Lincoln Elementary School and former Todd Elementary School. Overall, the projects will bring 47 new affordable housing apartments. The Lincoln School will get 14 apartments in the existing building and 22 more in the new building, while the former Todd Elementary School will get 11 apartments and a new medical facility to serve West Aurora School District families. Both buildings will have a community room, laundry facility, and a library with a computer area and lounge. So, you know, I was looking for those projects because I'm like, okay, are these really real affordable housing projects, right? Because I want to know, like, okay, are these, I mean, how much are they charging for what they consider, you know, affordable housing? So I started looking that up, and I didn't see how much they were going to be charging, because, you know, the story I read a couple days ago in San Diego, they told how much they were going to be charging, and we all found out $1,700 for a 1-bedroom is not considered affordable housing, right? And so I just started looking, like, okay, how much will rent be? But I couldn't find it. So we're not going to worry about that. I have another affordable housing story that I want to go through. I couldn't find how much they're going to be charging. You guys, you know, I was looking for it. I was looking like, okay, if that's considered affordable housing, then how much you're going to be charging? Because I can't get the young man off my mind whose mother applied for an affordable housing complex and was told she didn't make enough because the rent was outpriced her fixed income. And we all know that HUD's definition of affordable housing is when a tenant or a resident is paying no more than 30% of their annual income, or of their income for rent, monthly income for rent. And we all know that the market rent then have completely outpriced minimum wage, because there's no way that someone is making minimum wage could pay 30% of their income unless they're living in a public housing complex. Come on, you guys, we gotta do better. Don't forget to go to my website, www.theapartmentlady.org, www.theapartmentlady.org. Don't forget to go to that website and become a member of the Apartment and Housing Rentals Foundation. So then there's this other story that I really, really, really wanted you guys to see. It just came out a few days ago. But you know what? Let's go to Colorado Springs, because they're saying that Colorado Springs exceeded their affordable housing goal. Huh. Let's see what this is about.
Colorado Springs has more affordable housing units up tonight than they originally planned for at this point. City leaders recently announced the city surpassed its goal of 1,000 affordable units under the House COS program last year, and they're planning to build even more this year. Let's turn to 11 News reporter Aaron Vitito. He's joining us now from one of the apartment complexes being built through that program. Aaron, hundreds are expected to start leasing this year.
Adam, around 770 units are expected to start leasing by the end of this year, including those at this apartment complex behind me here. And anybody leasing these units will not have to pay more than 30% of their annual income. That's all part of the city's definition of affordable housing. Now, the companies working to build these units are working with the city to keep them affordable. There's a special emphasis on housing the elderly as well as families. And the city is taking inspiration from other cities who are also working to solve what they say is a nationwide issue.
Affordable housing is not something that is unique just to Colorado Springs. This is something that cities nationwide are really focusing on and really trying to address in their communities.
The city has a map of properties expected to lease within the next year. Those are marked in green on the map that you see on your screen there, and they're either under construction now or will be under construction very soon. Now, if you want to move into one of these properties, you can just reach out to the company in charge of those properties. You can find a full list of those on our website, kktv.com. Just click on the Find It tab. For now, reporting live in Colorado Springs, Aaron Vitito, KKTV 11 News.
Good to see some action being taken on that issue. Aaron, thank you.
Oh my gosh, you guys, did you hear that? Colorado Springs, they got it. They actually got it. They said that they have exceeded their affordable housing goal, and they have over 1,000 affordable housing units in Colorado Springs. And then, you guys, you heard that they even mentioned that the tenants and these units that will be getting these brand new units, they will not be paying more than 30% of their annual income for rent. Now, that's what you call affordable housing. Oh my gosh. And I looked at the buildings. They're really, really nice. So these are nice units. I'm super excited about that. And then at the end of the story, they showed a list of complexes that's going to be offering what they call workforce units, right? Oh my gosh. And that list, there were one complex that had 258 units and the other one 178 units, and that list was over 10 complexes long. This is what I'm talking about. Let me tell you, they got it right. Colorado Springs, they got it right. They got it right. Then they even mentioned that hold on for a second, you guys. They even mentioned that there were that this is a national problem. So I'm super, super, super excited about that. We found some affordable housing in Colorado Springs, right? That's what I'm talking about. Oh, this is my show for today. I'm super excited. Colorado Springs. So, you're listening to It's Time for Affordable Housing. I'm your favorite host, LaShondra Graves. And I'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. CST. Because now we're looking for affordable housing. Colorado Springs, they got it right. Thank you, guys.